The city of Emmonak is still repairing itself after massive flooding on the Yukon River last spring. The village recently got a boost from FEMA, which released over $2 million to repair damaged water and sewer pipes. From member station KYUK, Shane Iverson reports.
Emmonak Mayor Martin B. Moore says the city couldn't wait for funding to begin repairing their water and sewer main line, so they started fixing it at their own expense.
The main water lines are maybe about 90% completed.
Moore says the recent release of FEMA dollars is welcomed and will go towards recuperating those costs and finishing the work. He says now the problem will be connecting the pipes to homes that were flood damaged. The city already repaired 7 of those lines, but Moore says that's all they can afford. The other families are using honey buckets to dispose of their waste.
The other remaining funds that are still have to be announced for help would be the individual home that go from the main line to the individual home. Might be a danger if we don't start repairing them.
The problem is that 72 families did not include their damaged sewer lines in their initial reports, thinking they would be covered instead under a separate public assistance program, a mistake the offices of Alaska Senators Lisa Murkowski and Mark Begich are working to correct with FEMA and the state of Alaska. But Moore says the homes themselves are in decent shape after $500,000 federal dollars were put towards their repair. Now he's hopeful that another federal grant will come through to alleviate other safety problems in the village.
The landfill has been severely flooded, so we're working with the U.S. Department of Agriculture to get a new landfill.
Moore says he expects the landfill money to be released in the next few months, after the final plan is approved by the Emmonak City Council. Reporting from Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.